experience.
Batman experience.
Batman experience. Batman experience. Experience.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Experience. Breaking into PME Studios headquarters, Jeff Feinberg just gave me a big one of these ones, and now I need to know what it's about because I assume it's about the Chargers and free agency.
Well, no, there have been two signings, Pat, that are not good for the Chargers.
Okay, let's hear them.
I really thought that John Johnson, Rams All-Pro safety, would be matched up with Derwin James with our new head coach, former Ram, Brandon Staley. He was my number one free agent target. He has signed a three-year deal with the Browns. And to pour salt into this wound, Pat, I don't know how it's possible. I don't know what sort of cap manipulation is going on. But the Chiefs just signed the best guard on the market for a five-year, $80 million deal in Joe Thuney. This has been a bad 10 minutes. This has been a bad 10 minutes.
And now you can't re-sign Hunter Henry because Jonnu Smith?
Jonnu Smith got 12 and a half a year. I am of the personal belief Hunter Henry is better than Jonnu Smith. Therefore, he will probably get more than Jonnu Smith. I do not see the Chargers going to $13 million a year for Hunter Henry. Literally, when we started whatever record that's in the can, I was in a good place. I was optimistic. We got money. I think there are some big targets we could go after. Maybe there are some... maybe we could do a depth run on free agency. Well, now it seems like it's going to be a depth play. I'm a little panicked right now. I was calm. We got close to $50 million. Everyone else, 85% of this league's in cap hell.
Is cap hell even a real thing?
Apparently not.
I was heard every day on this show for 2 years about how the Rams were about to be in cap hell. And wait till the Rams have nothing in the cupboard. And it seems like, well, the Chiefs are in even worse shape.
They can get by with it.
Rid of Goff, which helps.
The Chiefs got rid of Fisher, and they got rid of two offensive linemen. I don't know how they turned this into that. They restructured Kelsey. Tariq Hill supposedly... Sorry, I don't want to say something incriminating.
Fisher was probably on a huge deal as the first overall pick.
Tariq Hill, like, they get him on the cheap because he probably committed
he had off the field issues.
Yeah, multiple issues involving a minor, and the Chiefs get to lock him up on a long term deal. Mahomes' contract looks laughable after Dax. Kelsey's giving money back.
The Patriots keep signing people. Jalen Mills, Matt Judon. This is they shouldn't be allowed to have all these people.
And Jonnu Smith. The Patriots overpaying for day one free agency is so funny.
Well, I don't think...
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, you...
They're like someone who's been married for 25 years or 30 years and then got... Who married their high school sweetheart, got divorced...
No, they know exactly what they're doing.
They're dating for the first time ever. They have no idea what they're doing.
No, they know exactly what they're doing. The old way, the Patriot way, works
when you have
Tom Brady and you're drafting 30th overall. Like, there's just a way you do it. Now they don't have Tom Brady. They have to pay a little more for free agents because players just don't want to
go there
because, you know, playing with Bill isn't like playing for or with Tom. So they are doing their thing.
Yeah, when you're in the catbird seat and you're the New England Patriots, you can get all of these like higher quality free agents who might sign for $1 million or $2 million more somewhere else and the best market available. But they're in the second half of their career. They want to go win a Super Bowl. They're already rich. They'll take the discount to go do it on day three or four of free agency. Now they need to go out and get guys. I like Jonnu Smith a lot. I don't think that keeps them out of the Hunter Henry sweepstakes.
Probably not. But then they
it's not like they're paying N'Keal Harry a ton.
No,
of money.
But you're right. I guess if they want to look at it like it's a combined resource. I'm just saying, like, it would be $25 million a year.
It would be a lot to lock up in tight ends, but, like, they're not paying Cam any money.
No, you're right. We know they play, they like to have those two tight ends. It's arguably the best teams they had.
Listen, us Patriots haters are delighted that Cam got signed. Re-signed, sorry.
Listen, the Patriots haters are probably, I think the whole Cam thing is overblown. I do think Patriots haters are snickering that they have to like overpay on day one of free agency in their attempt to rebuild it.
Well, you could be like some teams have a lot of cap space, like the Jets. So when you can sign former Lions linebackers like Jared Davis, Tim, to the Jets, 1 year, $7 million, pretty good.
I don't know much about Jared Davis, but
I've
learned from the past that linebackers who say they're going to sign with us sometimes don't. So I don't believe it till I actually see the contract signed.
So do you see the DJ Chark rumored trade?
Okay. Can I just say you should don't waste your time because Tony Khan, the owner, like Khan! He already came out and told the internet.
Oh, it's not
site
happening?
To like, shut up. Not even close to true. So that's not true at all.
4 years.
That's the surest sign it's about to happen.
Yeah. 4 years, $56 million deal, $32 million guaranteed for Judon to the Patriots. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money. He was franchise tagged last year. There was no doubt that was going to be a big money deal.
It's expensive to go 7-9 like they're going to get. But doing it the pricey way.
As I try to like to play this back out, how because the last year has just been a jumble in my mind. Didn't like half of the Patriots defense opt out of last year?
Yes. A lot of
them. So like they're all like well hung. Yeah. Patrick Chung is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, that's the reason that Cam couldn't throw the ball 6 yards down the field because they had no defense. You're right. Good point.
Sure.
That's why they had no receivers because the defense missed the game.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm with you on that. The offense wasn't good, but I think that a Cam Newton-led offense and what he can still do works a lot better if you have an imposing defense.
I think the idea of a Cam Newton-led offense for 2021 is a phenomenal idea. I, for one, endorse it 100%.
So you're missing the point here.
We're in an
Cam
AFC
Newton has signed 1 year, $6 million deal. He's literally getting paid to be a backup. Tyrod Taylor was paid $7 million last year. Alex Smith is probably going to get $5 or $6 million this year. Don't confuse what Cam's salary is. I think the Patriots...
They're in the market.
They're going to draft a quarterback. I think kicking the can down the road, 1 year with Cam Newton is smarter than trading for Mariota or trading for Jimmy G. Kicking the can down the road with Cam as a backup salary with now maybe I think they could trade into the top 10 from 15. The old rules, the Patriot way, today was already shown it doesn't exist. It's all like,
that's
no,
nice.
They would
I'm
never-
interested in seeing them. When you've got a team like the Patriots who win every year, I just care about them losing the year that they're in now. So great. 2021 will also be a struggle. Marvel.
The most.
If you're a Bills fan, you should be delighted. You've got the Dolphins, whose QB has a hip that, you know, Dr. Hibbert would replace. You got to go easy on. He can't throw the ball. You've got I'm stealing Jeff's joke here, but why you can't play golf. You've got the Patriots quarterback who can't throw either. The Jets will have some wunderkind that'll be on the bench for half the year. And, you know, we'll just be learning as the Jets struggle this year. The Bills should be like -5,000 to win the AFC
East. Oh.
There's nothing that could prevent the Buffalo Bills from winning the AFC East this year, short of like the Dolphins grabbing an actual quarterback. Short of that, there's nothing. There's just nothing.
The Dolphins are in a phenomenal place to not only own free agency, but own the draft. I have my opinions on the quarterback, but they are set up to really do some amazing things in both avenues to improve your team this
offseason. How does it work when you're on the Dolphins? Does that mean they're going to be bad? Because when you're off the Dolphins, they're usually pretty good.
You talking about me?
Yeah, you said last year in our preseason show that even though they went 5-11 the year before, they'd have a much worse record, even though a better team, and they won 10 games.
They were a better team, and they had a better record.
You have a bad track record with the Dolphins, was my point. And I have a bad track record with a lot of teams. But the Dolphins seem to be your kryptonite.
Haven't you guys
seen... I don't know. If I got them wrong 2 years in a row, they're therefore my kryptonite. I think they're set up to be really good. Like, I think they're set up to make significant improvements to an already strong roster.
Well, they need significant improvements.
Haven't you guys seen the videos of Tua?
He's out there working out while posing while, in the cheesiest way possible.
While that job
for low brand.
While that jobber
fans.
Herbert's out playing golf all season.
Oh, okay. But when I show you a video of a tackle pushing a truck going in reverse up a hill,
because it wasn't reverse.
That's not impressive.
No.
But when Tua is seen running around, that's the greatest thing that one has ever seen. I see how
you realize if the car was in reverse, he would literally get
run
over.
The thing about Tua, Tua's getting, I'm part of me, it's almost like a Spieth-ian thing where I'm almost catching myself now rooting for Tua this offseason. I can look into the camera and say that. I feel the amount of railroading he's getting, and maybe I contributed that
really
is now not fair. Like now in the draft process, Pat, I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh, he would be the ninth ranked quarterback in this draft.
I'm not talking about him. Well, this is about him, but sideways. They have those receivers, Smith and Waddle are in the class, and they've been doing interviews, and it's this very in vogue thing to ask them which quarterback they like more, Mac Jones or Tua, or who's better. And they kind of like were pretty mean to Tua. And I'm sitting there like, you know, my opinions, they're out there. But some of the hate to Tua is now, and even in my opinion, so unfair. Like so unfair how some of it is turned on him. Not, it's not fair.
There isn't a day you wake up and aren't delighted that the Dolphins never made the wrong choice.
Oh, I'm
not
lucky.
A day that goes by, you Rich are delighted
Eisen, Rich Eisen said the Dolphins screwed up and they handed me a unicorn.
This could be a bigger mistake than passing on Drew Brees.
Oh, I don't know about that. Here's an issue that I have with the Chargers right now. Because I see Cam Irving is going to sign with the Carolina Panthers. And they also got that former Jets loser, Pat Elflin. What the hell is his name, Tim?
Yeah, a tackle that the Jets, who have one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL, offensive line, we couldn't wait to get rid of. You want to sign into a ton of money? Yeah, have at it.
He's now a backup tackle for the
Panthers. Oh, yeah! Let's go! Woo! Knew we had money.
Who?
All-pro center. Herbert's hands on the bum. Corey Linsley from the Packers.
So he gets
straight from Pelissero.
So he gets to replace Pouncey?
Yeah, and that Pouncey was this is a big
this is going to be my question to you. So let's say it's even a slight bit of an upgrade, maybe.
Pouncey was a better player.
Pouncey hadn't played in 2 years.
Well, Pouncey's a better player because Tim has heard his name before. I actually have no idea who's better or who's worse. Let's just say it's a lateral move. It does seem like the Chargers need to keep spending on the offensive line.
Yeah, I just signed the all-pro center. That was an important move. If you let this show continue on me saying where they must spend after we lost that safety Johnson, this guy would have been the next name. We got to spend. So I mean, thank you.
Well, how good was the Packers offensive line once Bakhtiari went down? Not.
Whatever. I can't control that. This is a top center on the market. We just acquired a top player for a need position.
So that's really huge for you to get one of the top end offensive linemen that goes through because the Panthers are scooping some up. The Jags, you know, they re-sign who they want to re-sign. It sounded like they wanted to trade DJ Chark for another piece in order to be able to protect Trevor Lawrence. And it seemed like that market was drying up. Very thin, so it's good.
We got in this. And Pat, can I tell you this?
They let some people walk.
Yeah, we did let some people walk, but let me tell you this. It's not the 11th pick. I'd be salivating at 11, but I'm sitting at 13, and guess what's going to happen? Four quarterbacks are going to go in front of me. And sort of like the same thing that led Derwin James to fall into my lap. There are a few teams in this draft that are going to get outstanding football players, and I totally get how the quarterback game works. Like even the Dolphins sitting at 3. There are two quarterbacks that are going to go 1 and 2. The Miami Dolphins will get to pick the number one football player in the draft. Quarterbacks are almost like held into a completely different esteem and standard. But the Chargers they're in a great position to get a left tackle in this draft. Yeah, this is good. I was real down when this record started. I needed that because we're not going to sit on this money. We're not going to sit on this money. And we let guys leave to make money available. This is a crucial signing.
Any other signings that have happened? I'm positive that there's going to be a large signing
this
that happens.
This Kira Davis guy looks like he could play.
The Chargers Jesus corner? Christ, is that what you're talking about?
No, he's watching. So you think that the not all pro linebacker from the Lions, Tim, he's going to make a real impact on the Jets?
Well, I just watched his video of his highlights, and he's making some tackles.
So a highlight video for a linebacker on YouTube features him tackling people? Shocking.
Anyway, for a one-year, $7 million deal, this looks like maybe a very savvy buy. Listen, I never expect and still don't expect the Jets to spend much money in free agency because we're not going to compete this year. This is a 3-4 win team. What's the point of wasting money on guys that's not going to contribute? Like, if the right guy at the right price shows up, Douglas will make the move. But I don't expect us to make any big, big splashes in terms of free agents this season. This 2021 is not a year for the Jets to make the playoffs and make a run. Year after that, maybe, particularly if you hit on the right guy at number 2. But No, so I'm very concerned that this Mullins character is going to be our backup quarterback because this was being reported. I mean, I don't know how I would handle this.
Well, how would it be that like Mullins ends up being? I mean, I don't think he's the backup. He's better than Darnold, so why wouldn't he be the starter?
And if he's brought in, wouldn't he like start the first six games until like Zach Wilt? You want to start the quarterback?
That would be so cruel to me.
Yeah, you cried last year on opening day. You get to spend all offseason looking forward to game one. It's going to be that big rivalry game, week one, Patriots versus Jets or Dolphins versus Jets, and you got to roll with your boy. Your boy, Twitter checkmark, Nick Mullins.
It's going to be, that would be torturous. That would not be fair. I'm sure that's probably not going to happen because that's how the universe likes to treat me. But the idea that I have to cheer, it would be so annoying.
Why did the Giants cut Zeidler? And he just signs with the Ravens.
The Ravens. That was a great little move.
That's a great move. And that almost allowed them, I mean, we still don't know if it's true or if it's not. We'll see what Khan has his one thing that he's saying. We'll see if it actually goes through. To give them leverage to trade an offensive lineman to get an impact wide receiver? That's a move that could work.
Well, what's the matter? Why would they want an impact wide receiver when they have such a terrible quarterback playing for them?
That is also
according to you.
No, that is not my stance on it.
Didn't even put him in your top 10.
Didn't put him in my top 10. I don't think that he's a top 10 NFL quarterback. Hence why getting better receivers around him would actually help him out. You see how that works?
Won the MVP, but he's no good, though.
I never said he was no good.
That was the implication.
That was not. That's apparently you living your truth of what you took away from it.
I'd be delighted to see Chark go to the Ravens. That would just further cement my feeling about them being the Super Bowl winner.
So you got the Ravens. Any other free agency news? I just wanted to make this quick.
Yeah, I saw David is going back to Tampa Bay, which I didn't expect.
David back, Drew Brees retires. They did the wonkiest thing of all time in terms of that Taysom Hill contract with the four voidable years.
Juszczyk getting a ton of money for, they can call him the offensive weapon all they want. He's a fullback.
I didn't even see him sign. Where did he sign?
San Francisco. They just gave him a ton of money.
Oh. I mean, he is pretty critical to what they do, considering, like, they...
Tim's just upset because there was rumors he was going to be a Jet.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yes.
I kind of wanted him.
Yes, there was.
But now I don't want him. Now I'm glad we didn't.
I heard it for a couple weeks. There were rumors that he's going to be a Jet.
The Jets have been receiving trade calls on four-time Pro Bowl linebacker CJ Mosley.
Has he played
three games. And that very first game against Buffalo, he scooped up a ball for a touchdown. We're up 16-0, and then Sam was sick and couldn't finish, really.
You were so excited when you guys signed Mosley.
And you don't want to keep him? What an offseason.
Are you done with Mosley? Are you out on Mosley now at this point?
I'm not in or out. Like, he took last year off because of the pandemic. He didn't play much in 2019. If we lose him, I don't feel like I've lost much because I never got to see him, and I don't know what he'll look like when he comes back. All things being equal, sure, I'd love to have him play. I think he'd be a marvelous linebacker in Saleh's system. But if we get a good trade offer for him, Douglas is very shrewd, and I think he'll make the right deal. I mean, the Jets are not interested in winning. I mean, 2021 is not our winning year. 2022 might not even be our winning year. But 23, 24, we could be one of the best teams in the league. But that takes prudential building from the bottom and not getting too rushed. And people like me who have been fans who have been over enthusiastic have now come to the realization, okay, it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of effort, and we need to be patient. And I'm willing to be very patient.
What did the Browns do? It seems like the Browns made a signing.
John Johnson, a total safety.
He went to Cleveland.
Yeah.
They don't have need in. A position they don't have need.
This guy literally, like, he wore the headset. Like that normally goes to a linebacker.
So now they have a defensive captain.
They have this guy can play anywhere. I thought, like, him and Derwin, we would literally have been impossible to game plan against. We got issues right now at corner. I'm nervous. I'd still like Hunter Henry to come back, but I don't know that that's going to happen. But I'm in a much better place than when you started that record.
You were very excited once you read that news.
Yeah, we had to do something. Like, I was going, you can't get rid of the names that we got rid of. You're not going to bring them back for me and do nothing. So it's good.
The fact that we got no offensive linemen, I'm leaning more and more towards the fact that we very well may take Penei at number two. And I've heard some people say, if they're the Jets, they should absolutely do that. Offensive linemen are just too valuable.
Are you picking up?
There's some people that don't even think he's the best lineman in the class.
I was going to say, if you're going to take an offensive lineman at number two and you're the Jets, there's no chance you don't trade that pick and trade back to seven and take the same guy.
Or get the other offensive lineman.
Like, that's crazy.
From Northwestern, who I hope falls to the Chargers, but unlikely.
Now you're going to get have Parham and that Pitts guy.
There's no way Pitts falls to 13.
Maybe I like Parham.
Maybe they'll take him at two to the Jets.
No, I'll say this.
The anti-Parham stuff is nonsense.
Who is anti-Parham?
Jeff is anti-Parham.
No, he's not.
There's no gap. You can't just get rid of a complete tight end like Hunter Henry and a guy with Parham that is just raw, an XFL 6'8 guy who's like a fun toy. He's not a guy I want on the field for the snaps, man.
And you're going to love Parham so much by week three.
No, I already,
six touchdowns.
I already do.
You'll be like, Parham?
I already do like Parham. I think it's a fun weapon signing. But there are responsibilities of that position that he is not ready yet for. And I will own this right now. If I pray to God Jared Cook isn't my next tight end.
Oh, that would be fun.
I cannot.
How many touchdowns would he drop next season?
I don't like the guy. He's just a next man. I don't think he's special. I went from Gates to a guy I really liked in Hunter Henry. I will not stand for Jared Cook. I will not accept Jared Cook. I'll be forced to accept it. I'd be forced to accept it. And there's a lot of people talking that up because of our offensive coordinator was from there, Lombardi. So I'm real nervous about that. And there was another part of free agency that I wanted to mention, but
Dietrich
it's
Wise being signed by the Patriots.
Skip my
brain. Jameis is going to be signed back with New Orleans, and he is apparently going to be the starter.
I'm skeptical of that, though. I mean, I guess it's going to happen, but he's been told it's not his job if he signs.
That seems insane.
He'll have to compete, and it'll be an open competition. Well, it's not insane because you know that New Orleans loves Taysom.
But they tried the Taysom Hill experiment at quarterback, and they could barely move the ball on offense. They won games with him.
You think that will change their opinion? I mean, listen, I'm with you. I think Jameis is a much better option, but we'll see.
I think that there was something that had to do last season with knowing that Breeze was coming back, that there could be – I don't think it would have been a downside if you start Jameis and he plays well, and then you have like a real controversy. But there was no amount of good that Taysom Hill could have played where Breeze wasn't getting his job back once he came back from injury. And I feel like that could have been a case with Winston. And for me, I would have been like, just give me the best guy who's playing well. Maybe we can go win a Super Bowl. But I don't think that the Saints wanted that turmoil on their team.
I agree. I agree completely with you.
I got nothing to argue with there. There are rumors that Gilmore
to the Chargers
will be traded. I'd love for it to be the Chargers. Second, third round pick. Well,
I don't know. The Patriots are spending lots of money on guys. If the goal in New England is to go 7-9, then I think Gilmore fits in nicely since that seems to be their plan.
Malik Collins signs with the Texans from Dallas. That's all I got for now. Let's get out of here before more signings happen. We have to extend this show. Jeff Feinberg, thanks for doing this. Paul behind the glass. And, of course, I always have to thank Tim and August.
Tim and August.
Not my name.
People should smash the like button and tell me their favorite free agent signing so far. And we just happened to be in studio while we were recording this, so I wouldn't expect this every single day, but we'll probably do a wrap up towards the end of the week. Other than that, go watch the March Madness show. Go watch the golf show. Go buy the FTNBets.com $8 NCAA package. This is full of good info and probably winning bets. I'll be using it. Anyway, I'm Pat Mayo. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Have your experience.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner tonight, TZ? Some pig anus?
No. It's just.
Did you Google that yet?
I'll Google what?
Just Google calamari pig anus and see what pops up.
I will, but I don't. No, I'm having a can of stag chili.
Okay.
It's a little chili lover's love.
Little Texas toast on the side?
No. I'm having it just as is. I'll maybe add a little bit of cheese or something, but that's it. I'm
Parmesan or
the
or
first thing that comes up is actually from slate.com. Calamari made of pig rectum? Question mark. Is this American life rumor true? That's why I guess they're going to answer the question.
That's why you need to get the you need to have like the ones with tentacles, because if you see like the actual like, then you know that it's coming from a proper source.
Yeah, but Tim can't eat the ones with tentacles,
because the ones that are just
gets his hentai
straight up
going.
Rings. There's doubts.
Tim, you a big hentai guy?
No, I'm embarrassed. I even know what that concept is.
Have you ever watched hentai?
Absolutely.
When you got your spa tug, was there hentai playing in the background, a projector?
None of these things happened.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go back to the spa, but it's all booked up every day. I keep looking.
5 years, $62 million.
Highest paid center in the league. All right. See you later, Tim.
Yeah. See you guys later. I don't know when we'll talk next, but we'll talk soon.
Yeah. Well, we got to keep banking these shows. So that's
how many.
That's one.
How many shows do you need banked?
I want to try to bank like 8. Experience!